Well, nationwide, there are hundreds of thousands of jobs open for computer experts trained in cybersecurity.
Hundreds of thousands of openings. There's a critical shortage of people necessary to safeguard national systems. And joining us to talk about what that could mean, a cybersecurity expert, Sean Tuma with Spencer Fane. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, Dave.
We're reading that maybe as many as 300,000 cybersecurity job openings are out there right now, and they're looking for people who have been trained in cybersecurity. And I'm wondering, you know, how did this get so far ahead of the – how did the demand get so far ahead of supply here?
Well, you know, Dave, we've spent decades taking advantage of the benefits of technology and computers, and we weren't paying attention to the risk that came along with them. And over the last couple of years, you know, we've seen this cybersecurity threat and risk with hacking and data breaches, and we realized we spent all these years training people how to make computers work, but we haven't taught them how to protect them. And so now with the demand, with all the attacks we're seeing and the attention they're getting, we're realizing, you know, we need people that know how to protect computers and protect data, and we just don't have enough. And so it's a great job market for people that can do that.
Okay, so some people that may be listening, whether parents or potential college students, they're saying to themselves, all right, this sounds like something that interests me, but what do I major in to get into this type of industry?
You know, Amy, college is a great way to do it. Computer sciences degrees, a lot of local universities have them now, SMU, UNT, and that's a great way to go. But I'll tell you, some of the very best cybersecurity people we're seeing are coming out of the military, and they're getting trained in the military. They're learning how to protect our nation's secrets, and then they're coming out into the private sector, and they're fabulous. And so those are great ways to do it. But really, there's a ton of information out there if someone's interested, and I highly encourage it, because I'm in the data breach response business, and every day I'm seeing the result of not having enough good people protecting companies' networks.
I suppose we should hasten to add that anybody who wants to go into this field is going to have to be able to pass some very strict security background checks to the point of top secret, perhaps, if you're going into the military.
Absolutely, Dave. You know, if you're going into the military or Secret Service, FBI, something like that, there are incredibly stringent requirements, such as you have to answer, you know, sometimes have you done drugs in the past, things like that. That's something kids need to be thinking about right now if they're planning a future in these kind of service, you know, branches. Is what I'm doing today as a teenager could really impact my ability to do what I want to do down the road.
We're talking to cybersecurity expert Sean Tuma about 300,000 cybersecurity job openings right now. So it seems like a great industry for kids to go into these days. How about people who are looking for a new career, like adults maybe in their 30s and 40s?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the training and the preparation for this is a lot of it's hands-on. And there are a lot of programs that teach the practical skills that people need where they could work in the field while they're learning, and especially people with some sort of an IT background or that have a good familiarity with computers and networks. You know, the IT market was great during the early 2000s, and then it kind of dropped off a little bit. But this is a great way for people that have those skills to go back and brush up on a different side of things, not as much making the systems work as it is protecting them now, and get out and find tremendous opportunity. Because, look, 300,000 is what we're dealing with today. This number is going to increase substantially over the next few years.
Sean, you said something a couple of minutes ago that caught my ear. You said that you're in the business of cybersecurity response, or words to that effect, but you use the word response, and it made me think, you know, maybe if we had more people working in the field, we could get to the point where we're out in front of the hackers and the evildoers. And what are your thoughts about that?
Well, that's, you know, it wouldn't necessarily be good for my business, but that's okay. I'll repurpose myself. if we can get there. We do have, it's so much easier for someone to go on the dark side with this and go out and start stealing money, stealing information. And if we had more people on the good side protecting and filling these jobs, we really could do a huge service to ourselves and our country and our economy and the world as a whole by fighting back this attack. I mean, we are in a war. And the problem with this war is it's not a nation state on the other side. It's a militia of millions of individuals. And the only way you can combat that is with numbers. And we need our people. It's almost like a matter of patriotism and duty to step up and help protect our country.
Do you have any job openings for cybersecurity experts?
Myself, no. I'm an attorney. So
yeah, I know, but yeah, yeah. I thought maybe that you use people to help you out.
Oh, I do. I have a very strong network of companies that I use both in the response side, which means when a company gets attacked or they have a problem, we deal with that aspect. And then also on the proactive, the risk management side, that we come in before they have a problem, hopefully, and help prepare them in a way so that they don't then have to call me for the incident response work.
Hey, Sean, we've got 1 minute left, but now we've moved on to something I'm really curious about. Do you ever use professional hackers to test systems?
Absolutely. It's what we call pen testers, penetration testers, or white hat hackers. I have operations going right now that I'm supervising where companies are we pay hackers and they go in and look for ways to get into the company and to see what they can get, and it's an eye-opener for the companies many times.
Well, maybe that's a job option for people, too.
You're trying to get out of here, aren't you? You're looking for something else.
Me?
Yes.
No.
She's trying to get away from you,
Sean. I'm just curious.
Thank you very much. Great talking with you. We always enjoy it. You get a lot of information there. Sean Tuma, who is a cybersecurity expert and an attorney.
He's with Spencer Fain.
Thank you.